Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Crunch the numbers.
There's 6,127 students at Adams, 58% of which are girls.
So?
So that's 7,107.32 boobs.
Break the news.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story.
Is it a stat or a story?
Evidence based on olfactory prowess is inadmissible, in case you didn't know.
This is Stat or Story, a monumental judgment call with Dirt and Sprague on the Fan Sports Network.
All right, Saturday story time. We got the champs coming to town. We'll get to that at some point in the final 30 minutes. Who's going to play? Will they play anybody?
The champ is here!
Can we end their undefeated season? Are they the only ones left?
Yeah. Only ones left.
Yeah.
Spurs have lost. Bulls and Sixers have both lost.
Okay, we got a chance to do it tonight. The 72 Dolphins could pop champagne tonight.
Or do we get to 500 with a loss tonight?
Hey.
Does the 16-game regular season losing streak to the Thunder?
We have lost 16 in a row.
April of 2021 was the last time.
We have not beaten them in 4 years?
Yes.
We've been tanking.
I mean, I know, but just like one time, luck, they didn't sit and had a game. I mean, were they good 4 years ago?
No.
They were also tanking, were they not?
3 years ago, this really started.
So 4 years ago, we had a tank off going. We couldn't out-tank them?
April 3rd, 2021.
I guess we did out-tank them.
Victory.
That's shocking. I didn't know it was that long.
That's according to the Blazer notes.
I mean, the last 2 years make a lot of sense. They have been a wagon. But the 2 years previous to that? Yeah.
Is this a team that people ask this question, think about it. Is this a must-go game for Blazer fans that like basketball? Like, if you're just an NBA fan, is this a must-watch team for people?
It's a great question, because I have that in my notes to talk about.
Okay,
everybody except Jalen Williams, who's coming back from the injury. He has not yet been activated.
Oh, is he back tonight?
No, everybody played last night.
Yes.
I have not seen an injury report to see if anybody's sitting tonight, but everybody played in that game.
Yeah, we'll see if Chet plays, because he just came back too.
His skinny-ass legs. All right, I'll just start first, because we're already against it.
Yeah,
your number, ladies and gentlemen, is 2-2-2.
Dos.
Is your number. Is it the number of times this season that Tumani Kamara has made more, I repeat, more than 2 3-pointers in a game? So had to make 3 or more.
Okay.
Follow.
Yes. He just did.
How many others does he have?
I know the game before that. He did it too.
Okay. Or is it the number of pet peacocks that were eaten by their owner in Florida?
Jesus. We have peacocks in our neighborhood.
Do you? Somebody's got peacocks?
There's a big family farm, as I've mentioned before, behind us.
Yeah.
They have peacocks, and they sometimes will just wander onto our street. They were across the street a few weeks ago. It was kind of cool to see them.
Well, that's
kind of
cool. The Oregon Zoo used to have peacocks
just roaming around.
Wandered about.
I loved the entrance to the zoo because of that. They'd have their feathers out.
Just chilling, just hanging out, waiting for you.
Yeah.
I think Tumani has 3 such 3-point shooting games, so I'm going to say this is a
story. I believe you are right as well. I know he did it for the last 2 games.
I thought he had one of the
first 2. Sure he's done it the last 2 games.
You'd want me to wonder if I'm sure. So I'm going to say, but you're saying stat?
I'm saying story.
He's going story.
You're going story.
I think Tumani's got 3
of those.
You think
the guy ate 2 peacocks?
Yeah, because if you're going to have pet peacocks, you're only going to have
that's a lot of peacock meat, right? You're not freezing peacock meat.
I don't know how much of that,
How do peacocks taste compared to turkeys? About the same size.
Tastes like chicken?
I'd try it. Like, I wouldn't kill one and eat it, but if you like, hey, we had peacock on the menu.
Would you be sad if you knew you ate peacock? The way people find out they ate horse?
Oh.
I don't know.
No.
No?
No.
Okay. I'm going to also say story.
Okay, we got a double story today.
Got a double story
today.
Hey!
Look at us.
You are both correct. He has had three games. Yeah. He did not, though, against Denver. He only made two against Denver. So he made three against the Lakers.
Utah, I know he had.
He had one early.
Utah against Utah, he made three. And then the Golden State game, he made three.
Yeah.
So three times this year, he's made at least three threes in a game.
My mistake.
He is shooting 32% from three on the season.
Hmm. All right.
Just filing that away.
You want me to go?
No, let me tell you the story. Oh. The guy, Aedes Peacocks, a man on the Florida Gulf Coast. He's been charged with animal cruelty after authorities said he killed and cooked and ate two of his peacocks. He's a 61-year-old from Hudson, Florida, and he was arrested on, you know, the obvious charges. He told investigators that he had killed two of his peacocks because his neighbor kept feeding them. Written the neighbor telling her that he would continue to kill his pet peacocks if she kept feeding them to prove a point.
What?
He chopped the head off of one of them out of spite, let it bleed out, and then later was like, you know what? What the hell? Let's try this thing, and cooked it in a big frying pan. Did the same thing for another one. After getting arrested,
really, they really like the taste.
Evidently, he has more peacocks, and he was being taken to jail, he told deputies that he would kill all of his pet peacocks upon release to prevent anyone else from taking them. So, you know.
So his solution to fighting neighbors is eating his pets?
The neighbors were feeding him, and he said, stop feeding my pets. And then out of spite, he chopped their heads off. So the neighbor couldn't feed them anymore. So, yes, that's why.
What state is he in?
It's a Florida thing.
Shocking.
Yeah, Florida.
Yeah. Shocking.
Felt like we hadn't had a good Florida story in a while, and that was a pretty solid one.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Your number is 13.
13.
Is
13.
It the total number of assists Shaden Sharp has dished out so far this season?
Not had a lot of those.
Oh, God.
A lot of ones and twos on the board.
Really, or like seven games?
Yeah, there's 4 and 3.
Or is it...
God, that would be horrible.
The percentage of the population of Scotland that is redheads, the highest percentage of any country in the world. It is National Redhead Day.
He wants you to guess stat here, but also there's way more redheads at Scotland than 13%. Has to be. When you do the Scottish accent, you're doing it thinking you have red hair.
Yeah, I mean, you're thinking of like the character from The Simpsons.
100%.
God, 13 assists in 7 games. He's played all 7. I know one of them was limited minutes. Less than 2 assists a game.
That actually sounds about right.
I think this might be
it's a stat.
It's a trap. I'm going stat.
I think it's a stat. Do stat.
I will.
I'll fade you.
Give me stat.
I'll go story, but I'm going to give you dirt logic. Less than 13 assists.
God, that would be even worse.
11 assists from Shaden Sharp on the season.
I've seen some goose eggs on that box score a couple times.
How do you not just luck into like 2 a game?
Because you get the ball and you shoot.
I mean, he passes occasionally.
He averages 17 shots a game.
I know.
Well, it's not like the rest of the team is shooting well either.
That's true.
Drew's having a good assist season.
That's true.
Holiday's got the most assists by far. Hmm. No, it is National Redhead Day. 13% of redheads make up the population of Scotland. That is the highest number. It's just 2% worldwide.
Wow.
Which makes sense when you figure in, I don't know if there's any, is there any redheads in like Southeast Asia?
Redheaded Asian people.
I'll allow you to answer that.
You went to Vietnam. I mean.
Yeah.
Never saw a redhead.
Exactly.
Dude,
never
sorry.
Saw a redheaded Vietnamese person?
No.
So yeah, it is a recessive gene.
Yes, there are people of Asian descent with natural red or ginger hair.
Google?
Okay.
Are there any redheaded Asians? I mean, a scientific question was asked, and I'm trying to answer it. And Google AI
is
much less common than people of European descent.
So, yes, Scotland followed by Ireland, the UK, 8.5% total. Iceland, nearly 7%. What?
Keep going.
Denmark at 5% and then the United States at 4%.
What is the conversation?
Naturally, red hair is very uncommon amongst most East Asian populations, occurring in less than 0.1% of individuals. Yeah. So they do exist.
What does the engineer think when they get Dirt's laptop and they teach you Google?
Redheaded Asians? What's going on here, dude? Don't worry about it, all right? It was show research.
So yeah, it is.
I promise. It's show research, damn it.
0.17% of the world's total population are blue-eyed redheads, making it the rarest color combination for all human beings.
Kris Kringle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Kris Kringle.
So even though 2% of the world's population, 30% of primetime ads feature a model with
red hair. Keep an head on him on the trail. He's going to come find you.
Kris Kringle, redheaded with blue eyes, man.
What was the president's name in that one? Von Hofer.
No, the Burgermeister Meisterburger.
Yeah, Burgermeister Meisterburger. There you go.
My turn?
Yeah.
Your number's 26. 26.
26.
Is it the ranking in the NBA in three-point percentage for your Portland Trailblazers?
Fourth to last.
Or is it the age of a quarter-pounder burger that an Australian couple has kept in years? They've kept it in the wrapping, in the packaging, and they hope that it one day goes into a McDonald's museum. It is the oldest McDonald's quarter-pounder to exist.
How does it not?
Oh, we have follow-up.
Okay. I'm going to go... I'm going to go stat.
Okay.
26. I'm actually going to use dirt logic. I'm going to tell you the quarter pounder is older than that. Yeah, but I'm going to go stat. I think 26 sounds about... I felt like I heard a stat or saw a stat that's about where they were.
26. I'll go
stat. 30 NBA teams.
Yeah, I know. They've been really bad shooting the
three. You're both going stat?
Yeah, we're going to go stat.
Final answer.
Stat, final answer.
Yeah. Correctamundo, 26, 32.1%, your Portland Trailblazers.
Not good, Bob.
Where are they good? How about the corner three? 44% from the corner three. Non-corner, 28.6. Mid-corner or mid-three, 35.3. Long mid, or that's now I'm in the mids. But the corner three is their best area. Non-corners, 28.6, combining 32.1.
Just shoot corner threes, man.
Your
me
logic.
And Teddy Ballgame do every day when he wakes up from a nap. We go shoot corner threes in the living room. Front door to the hoop, corner three. We yell, corner three.
You need to work on the long snapping. That's what you need to
yeah,
work on.
That's not a bad idea.
Kicking.
Kicking's not a bad call either.
I'm going to tell you this. I know somebody this past weekend that told me their nephew is a really good baseball player, played football. This is a senior year in high school.
Mm-hmm.
Has never been a kicker. Decided to just punt. He's a big kid. He's like 6'3". He's got athletic
jeans.
Let's
give it a shot.
He had an 80-yard punt at one point. Reached out to a Pac-12 school and basically said, "Yo, man." And the school was like, "We'll bring him in.
Come on down."
He's never had any experience. He might get a punting scholarship out of it.
We'll work on the boot. It's on the list of things to do.
Your logic. Correctamundo. Dirt.
How old is this quarter pounder?
The McDonald's quarter pounder, the oldest quarter pounder ever known, is turning 30 years old. A couple in Australia bought the quarter pounder from a McDonald's in 1995.
Okay.
And this month, it turns 30. It's in the original packaging, both the wrapper and the box. The box is actually cool. They need to bring this box back. But they've never put it in the refrigerator.
How is this possible?
It's been in cupboards. It's been in boxes. It's been in a shed at one point. And I'm looking at a photo of it. No mold.
How?
Now, a McDonald's spokesperson in 2020 was asked about this mythical burger because it was talked about on the internet. And they basically said it does exist and there's no mold because of the environment. It's the climate that dictates mold. And everybody has pointed out and said, no, it's not real food. The owners of the quarter pounder hope that it gets someday put in a McDonald's museum. And they've also said the only thing that's changed about it is the size. It's gotten smaller, but no mold,
nothing. It's lost moisture, so it shrunk
a little bit.
Yeah.
But it's the OG quarter pounder from 1995. It turns 30 years old.
All right.
I've never been a quarter pounder guy.
It's the best burger they have.
Man.
The double quarter pounder with cheese is undefeated for all the real fats out there and the deep down fats out there.
I was always a Big Mac guy.
Yeah, because you're you.
I get two buns, or I get two buns. I get two patties and an extra bun in the middle. And a special sauce, man.
I just loved it in the segment. We got him to Google redheaded Asians.
They exist. Look at that. The more you know. We're an educational show today.
This is going to be a macaroni.
Shout out to all the gingers out there. It's your day.
It's your day.
It is your day.
Including my son.
Yeah. I always have a ginger beard. I got some red in my beard.
My mom has strawberry hair, and my brother, who can grow a beard, I'm follically challenged. His beard is red.
Are you considered a ginger if you have a beard that's ginger?
I don't know.
Does that qualify?
Yeah, if your hair is brown.
Am I like a ginger adjacent?
My brother has brown hair but a red beard. Explain that one.
That long, yeah.
Crazy.
That's weird.
That's where the Asians and Irish mix.
It's a recessive gene.
Boom.
So you'd probably have to do a chromosome test to confirm your...
Who's red in your family, Swigart? Your son's
it's
red.
It's on Paxton's mom's side.
That's where the reds are?
Grandpa and aunt over on that side, both red hair.
The more you learn.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.